Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today is Sonia Choquette. Sonia Choquette is celebrated worldwide as an author, spiritual teacher, sensory consultant, and transformational visionary guide. An enchanting storyteller, Sonia is known for her delightful humor and adept skill in quickly shifting people out of psychological and spiritual difficulties and into a healthier energy flow. She is the author of 19 internationally best-selling books about intuitive awakening, personal and creative growth, and the transformational leadership capabilities that reside within. Sonia is inspiring a global consciousness movement around her belief that as human beings, we are divine beings endowed with 6 senses to guide us through life. Sonia insists that we all must rely on our innate 6th sense in order to make the most authentic, well-informed, healthful, and soul-satisfying decisions possible. Sonia's work has been published in over 40 countries and translated into 37 languages, making her one of the most widely read authors and experts in her field of work. To learn more about Sonia Choquette, please visit her website, www.soniachoquette.net. Welcome, Sonia.
Well, thank you, Margot. Nice introduction.
I am so happy and excited to have you on my radio show. You have been a treasured teacher, I call it, in my life for so many years, and I'm so excited to have the people who listen to my show get to talk or hear you talk and hear about you. I just am so excited you're on the show. Are you in Paris right now?
I am. It's where I live now, and it's just great.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. I know how much you love Paris. And you came into my life way back years and years ago with your tapes, Creating Your Heart's Desire, that you recorded with Nightingale Conant.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved listening to those tapes over and over again.
Well,
and
good.
I remember
the story
that you told about the platform shoes in there and David Bowie.
Absolutely.
I love that story so much. And part of why I love it is because I have a pair of green glitter platform shoes that I got in around 1975 that are still a treasure. I have them sitting right next to me, and I've got Gumby. I've got a Gumby too, and he's sitting on top of the shoes right next to my desk right now.
Well, then we're kindred spirits.
So, you've just been such an amazing teacher in my life. And I finally first got to meet you in person at the 2005 I Can Do It in Las Vegas. That was my very first time going to an I Can Do It. And I remember I signed up for your workshop thinking that it was going to be this little room, you know, where I could get to know you. And it was in the main auditorium. Oh, my gosh. But it was awesome. And so the next year, I made sure that I got to do one of your all-day workshops. And I highly recommend that people do those. They're so much fun.
Well, I really strive when I'm teaching to create an experience. Because if you have an experience of your creative soul, you will remember and believe and go back there over and over again.
Well, you do, and I remember somebody saying a long time ago that you remember so much more when you learn while you're laughing and having fun. And you're right. I mean, because it's so much fun, you keep thinking about it over and over again.
Well, you know, your body has
to
learn something to really own it. Your body has to feel and experience it to really believe and trust enough to to go back there and do something different.
Yeah, and I remember you also telling us that our spirit likes to move, and you used to play music, and we would get up and be dancing. And I remember I took my brother Dwayne to see you in San Francisco, and I think it was the beginning of December of 2006, because I took him for his 50th birthday. And we had so much fun, and you had us up there on the stage dancing and singing and just having the best time. It was just so much fun. And Dwayne said to tell you hi. My husband, Dudley, and my son, Xander, and my sister, Tina, all want to meet you. I'm looking forward to all of them going with me to one of your workshops. My friend Linda's also listening, and she wanted to say hello. She's gotten to meet you. She went to one of the workshops with me in Las Vegas. And, you know, it just, I would love to have you tell us a little bit about your trip, though, you know, because that book, Walking Home, I love the cover, the contrast of your red platform shoes, which I always think of you with the platform shoes, and then with your hiking boots on and the backpack, and oh my gosh. So if you could tell us a little bit about that, about how you went from doing the workshops that I went to doing this journey, this amazing journey.
Well, I had quite a dramatic life shift starting a few years back, and I think many people have experienced in various ways, but what I had happened was I experienced a series of pretty dramatic deaths. First, a brother died in his sleep, followed 6 weeks later by my father, who died suddenly without any more warning, and then a response to that was my very troubled marriage imploded, and so my marriage ended. And I was left pretty shattered and confused and just had absolutely no idea how to heal what really was my broken heart. Mm-hmm. And I prayed for guidance and was guided to take a pilgrimage, mm-hmm, and walk the Camino de Santiago, which is an ancient pilgrimage that runs from all different points to eventually across Spain to a place called Santiago, where there's the Cathedral of Santiago, and it is a pilgrimage of forgiveness, healing, and before the forgiveness, before that, it was an ancient Celtic route to the end of the world, which was called Finisterre, which is led into the ocean. And mm-hmm, so knowing what guidance feels like, mm-hmm, and knowing that it had to be guidance, because while I was trying to deal with all my frustrations and anger and hurt, I actually had a kickboxing class. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I lost you for a second, so you're going to need to say what you said again.
Back up. Well,
just a second.
I knew that it was guidance, and so I walked away from my world of public teaching and left my high heels and put on my hiking boots and set off on quite a profound inner journey of healing, with over 500 miles long, about 25 miles a day. I did it for, it was about 25 kilometers a day, maybe 17 miles a day for 35 days, mm-hmm, over two mountain ranges, back to the center of my heart and back and my soul, and provided me a tremendous amount of healing.
Well, you know, as it said, you are an amazing storyteller, and that's one of the reasons I always loved your workshops. And when I got your book, Walking Home, I was wanting to find out what had happened, you know, that that had caused all that. And so I started to read it, and I could not put it down, Sonia. I mean, I had to, obviously, to, you know, to sleep and do other things. But any time that I had when I wasn't working and sleeping, after as soon as I started reading it, I just couldn't put it down. I, you know, your stories about what was going on and why you went and how you prepared to go and the whole thing. And I just, you know, I wanted to find out each day what happened and what you were thinking and how it was helping you heal. And it just, one of the things it did for me, I think, is it really, really put me in touch with gratitude about every little thing that's right in my life. You know, it just, I remember, you know, so many times where you would get to the place you were going to stay and, you know, you were lucky if you had hot water and a nice bed to sleep in. And yeah, I mean, so many of those things that most of us take for granted were things that you were learning to really, really appreciate fully.
Well, as I walked, what I realized was that even though life brings us difficult experiences that are inevitable, it's just part of life. Mm-hmm. People disappoint us. We lose people through death. Relationships mm-hmm. end. We disappoint people because life is school and we're all just learning. And in the learning process, it's sloppy and painful. But once I was able to really honor the emotional part of my journey and not let it trap me, but just honor my feelings without judgment, I was able to get to a deeper compassion for myself, which then opened up for compassion for everyone who was a player in my life, and gratitude for the experience that we had and the learning that the experiences brought us to. And I just arrived after walking that Camino a different cellular me, a different emotional me, a more present and profoundly grateful listening me. And
are you still there? I lost you.
I am.
More present you was the last thing I heard.
More present so. and more appreciative of the gift of our life.
Yeah, it's, you know, it reminds me of Earl Nightingale used to call our time here on Earth a holiday on Earth, you know, and he was saying that we needed to enjoy our time that we're here. And just, you know, I think so many of us get caught up in the busyness of life that we forget to be quiet and to listen. And, you know, the only way you can really hear your intuition is if you're quiet. So,
well, I definitely learned walking by myself in silence, which was part of my guidance, that I listened to not only my guidance, but I listened to nature, and I listened to parts of my own life that I had not made room to listen to. Parts that even I judged were unacceptable. I listened to the parts of me that were hurt.
I lost you again. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can now. So parts of yourself and nature.
I listened to parts of nature. I listened to parts of myself that I had believed were unacceptable. I listened to parts of me that were needy, that I didn't want to have be needy. Mm-hmm. And in listening to all those parts without judgment, I found that I could be even more available to listening to other people without judgment, without negativity, without reaction. And it just opened my heart to a just much deeper sense of connection to the holiness of every single part of life.
Wow. You know, I loved the book. I really did. And I'm now, especially after talking with you, I'm going to want to read it again. And I highly recommend that everybody listening get a copy of your new book, Walking Home. It just, because we all have parts of ourselves, I think, that we need to forgive, and maybe people we need to forgive, and grief we need to get over. And by the way you tell your story in the book, Sonia, it can really help people. I know it helped me with so many feelings, and it got me out walking more too. I haven't been doing it every day, but every time I go out walking now, I think about you walking and how much, oh my gosh, walking that much every day, I just can't even imagine it. But it
it was a lot. It was an incredible experience. But I'm glad to hear that. And I'm grateful to hear that in reading the book,
mm-hmm.
that you've allowed yourself to take the time to get back in your body and
you cut out
walk
again.
And be present, to be back in your body, and to be back in your body and to be reconnected to nature, because you know the smoking of our times, they consider sitting. The cigarette of our time,
what was
you know,
that?
It's the thing that's sitting, just sitting as we all do.
Yeah.
And to get up and get outside and go outside and start walking again in and of
get
itself.
Get some sunshine and
it's
see the trees and the flowers and hear the birds.
And see ourselves as part of this world that we live in. And that it
that's
can take care of us.
Yeah, that's really a great point. That's such a great point. It definitely did all of those things for me, and it definitely gave me a new appreciation for being outside and for being in nature and for walking and for movement and for being silent, being willing to be silent and to listen to my intuition and my thoughts and my heart and not be so concerned about what other people think I should do and what other people want me to do, you know.
And the interesting thing is when we get out and start walking, we can start separating ourselves. The ideas and the impulses that come from our true nature,
mm-hmm.
from the opinions of others and the influence of others, that we really
of others.
That we might not even have known were influencing us, but are not who we really are. It's not what we really feel or need.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that that's what a huge part of the healing that I experienced on my pilgrimage.
Hmm. You know, the show I'm recording today, but it's going to be the show for my mom's birthday for May 20th, 2015. And she's been gone since October 25th, 2006. But I feel her with me every day. And one of the things that she did, there are five of us in our family, Sonia. I'm the first of five. I know you're one of seven, right?
Mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah. And but my mom was, one of the things she did for me is she realized that each of us needed to be who we were, and she accepted us and loved us how we were and never tried to change us. And that's something I've tried to do for our son, Xander. He's 25 now, and it's a challenge, especially once they get older. I think your girls are similar age too, aren't they?
They are 25 and 27.
Sonia?
Yes. 25 and 27.
25 and 27, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I definitely welcome them emerging into the beautiful, clear adults that they are becoming. I admire and adults.
A lot. Yeah, every once in a while
beautiful.
I lose a little bit of a connection. I guess it's great that we can even each other as much as we can since you're calling from Paris. But what did you just say about your daughters?
They're just clear, becoming such beautiful adults. And it's important, I witness their experience and know I'm not to interfere. I'm just to hold, just to keep mirroring back to them that they're just wonderful as they are.
Yeah. Yeah, and that can definitely be a challenge as a parent, I think, you know, to because you want to help them be happy and you need to let them be who they are and learn their lessons in their own timing.
And it is difficult. 20s are especially are difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for 20-year-olds now, their world is so saturated with information that it's harder for them to make the time and
mm-hmm.
be present to the time they need to hear and be with their spirit. They
have to make a
more concerted effort because we have not been, we didn't grow up with all the technological intrusions that their younger generation has to contend with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really, one of the things I loved about taking my pilgrimage is it has encouraged both of my daughters to spend a lot more time in nature, lot more time unplugged. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can now. Yeah, the being unplugged, you're right. I mean, oh, my gosh, we're all so plugged in all the time. And, you know, there's great things about technology. Facebook is wonderful because we can get to know people that we like-minded people all over the world. But there are so many distractions, you're right. It's just incredible. And yet there's also great things about the technology, like, for example, the Hay House World Summit 2015, which is started on May 9th and goes through the 29th. That's just been amazing, too. I just love that. And I loved your interview that you did with Robert Holden, interviewed you, and that was fantastic, and I highly recommend people listen to that as well.
Well, you know, it's just defining the balance between how marvelously
we can connect. I
think
I lost you again. Sonia, are
it's
you there?
It's important. I am. Can you hear me?
I can
Hello?
Hear you now. I can hear you now, yeah.
I think it's maybe the internet, but I'm sorry we're having
the what?
To disconnect. The internet.
The internet?
Maybe, yeah, could be that. But what I was saying was if we can find the time to balance learning and discovering with others and then going within and learning and discovering and listening to our own heart.
Mm.
When we really will in that way, we can find the way.
Learning and discovering with others.
And learning and discovering with our own heart.
Mm. You know,
finding
that's the thing.
Balance.
That's the thing that you have always been for me, as somebody that reminds me to listen to my heart. And you know, I loved it when you would say to say the words, I wonder, bringing your intuition into it. And so I do that a lot. I say to myself a lot, I wonder, and I've got some amazing stories that we don't have time for that have happened because of that. But you're right. It's because of listening.
Well, being connected to our heart, when you use the words, I wonder, you immediately leave your left brain and go into your heart space. You immediately go and connect to your intuitive self. And that makes that connection is so fantastic that Leonardo da Vinci would have his students wonder about 100 things every day.
That's really cool. I hadn't heard that before.
Isn't that a great piece of info? And that's how he downloaded so many incredible inspirations for creation. So I think I wonder if we can wonder about our life journey, we can wonder about our spirit. We can wonder about our intuition.
Mm-hmm.
We can wonder about how to forgive and heal and grow. We will get answers.
I love that. I love that so much, Sonia. And oh my gosh, the time is just flying by, and we only have about less than 5 minutes left. And I need to mention that next week on Wednesday, May 27th, 2015, my guest will be Erin Birch. And Erin is called the Body Whisperer. She's a masterful body worker, excelling at unraveling pain and pain patterns that undermine the optimal performance of the body. And oh, wow, you know, you are totally living your music, and you're benefiting so many people around the planet, Sonia. And I'm so grateful for all I've learned from you in the past and all that I'm continuing to learn from you. You just are such a treasured teacher in my life, and I'm so grateful for you and so appreciate you.
Thank you, Margot, and thank you for being patient with our long-distance connection here from California to Paris and back, and I was so honored to be a guest on your show, and I really appreciate you inviting me to join your audience. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate it, too. Now, we're not going to – we have a couple of minutes after this, but I always on my show toward the end ask some questions that I want my audience to think about. And what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limits and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And Sonia, it is. It's such a beautiful place. You know, there's just so much beauty, and nature is really a big part of that, nature and animals and people. And
absolutely.
Animals are great, because they live in the moment, you know.
They're our greatest teachers. I believe our animals are the teachers of being connected to the moment and to the planet and to one another, that our minds don't allow for us. Our intellects disconnect us.
Mm-hmm.
Our animals teach us to move past that disconnect and come back to a place of really belonging.
Of really enjoying the moment, just enjoying the moment and being in the moment. Yeah.
And not thinking.
Yeah, our cat Bender is so much like that for us. You know, I posted some pictures on Facebook with him and him checking out my green glitter platforms and Gumby. And one of the comments somebody made is, "I think Bender wants to be part of the show." And he's actually asleep on my desk right in front of the studio on my computer. And he's listening.
That.
Yeah, he's listening and reminding me to be in the moment and to enjoy the moment and not to be so into the plan of what's going to be coming that you forget to enjoy life, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
Well, we've got a little over a minute left. Is there one last thing that you'd like to say?
I would like to say, don't judge yourself about anything. Love, accept, forgive, be kind, be compassionate.
Yeah, be kind and compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Chase says, kindness is love in action. And that's so true. Being kind is what being love.
And it's very hard to be kind to others if you're not kind to yourself.
Isn't that the truth? That is such a great way to leave this, because we all need to be kind to ourselves and kind to others, and starting with ourselves. Thank you, Sonia, so much for being on my show, for all of your books and your workshops, which are play shops, and your audios and videos, and also that movie Emotion that's on the Hay House World Summit.
Yes.
That was awesome too. I love that.
Thank you. Yay. Well, all my love to you, to your listeners, and I'm with you. Live your music.
Yeah. Thank you again, Sonia. Bye for now,
okay.
Everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.